James. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. Also, he said he's Stargate. We're going live tonight, God willing. And hopefully the shills and all the other people don't cut our feed. But a lot of crazy stuff going on. The we've got the intergalactic group here having their conference, and they've seen some pretty crazy things. And I've got Cameron up here right now. Cameron.
Hello, hello, hello. Let me scoot up a little bit.
He's one of the main guys that putting this on. And we've got a funky system here. So we're kind of not in our usual studio because we are doing live. But the tell us what you're up to. How's your conference going and some of the experiences people are having here?
Well, I can just say this, the intergalactic workshop it's been an amazing event. Just over the weekend we've had people coming in from all over, from the East Coast to the West Coast, and it's people just showing up with their integrity, totally like dropping in deep, going with their authenticity, and just letting down their guards with vulnerability and doing the work, doing the healing, learning some tools that we're just providing, like handouts and doing some exercises, up on Mount Adams today. Oh, yeah. We went up there, and Bennett, our farmer out here, he's like, yeah, it's like going to New York. If you don't go to, you don't go to the Empire State Building, you gotta go out there, So we made a little, rendezvous and rallied the troops and had a little road trip up there for the day. I did some sessions and got into doing some interpersonal stuff. We did an intergalactic visualization, and it's like meditation. It was a lot of fun. I know just throughout the course of the last few years doing different types of circle work and kind of building a sacred place, which is like a sacred space. Knowing that inside, in here, we have access to that at any point. We can go to that sacred place. For me, it's like a temple. And I go in there and we've developed, these different parts of us that we can work with, that we can, if some of them are, maybe like back in the day when we took on some trauma, have a wounded child part of us, we can go in there, we can do some healing, and that can become really part of our allies, and some of the things we did today, we took it, kind of a leap forward, like a quantum leap forward. And we just were like building bridges to our galactics and bringing them into the fold of our inner circle, our inner council. So it was really cool.
Yeah, the mountain really lit up last night. I know all the doors were opening and a lot of ships coming in the night before, yeah, too, as well. And
yeah,
got that on film. We'll put that up sometime in the future. But it's a lot of downloads going on. People getting healed information. And
yeah, you're right. The mountain was going. I don't think I've ever seen the mountain that active before.
There was like a Christmas tree.
It was lit up like a Christmas tree. I mean, especially when you put on, your night vision, and you look at it, it's just unbelievable. And people are just like, oh, those are just campers,
Yeah.
You go up there today and there's just like wilderness and there's straight up vertical cliffs. And it's like, you'd have to be up there like ice climbing with like a giant, like million lumen light to be able to get, to be able to see some of these incredible lights.
And they're cold light too. There's no heat signature. There's no body associated, mm-hmm, with them or campers or anything else. A lot of people are trying to say, well, those are campers. And I said, well, one of that camper just took off and launched, into the sky. So good luck with that one.
Yeah, I can speak for myself, over the years, just really developing personality, my own personal experience, bringing on board some of my methods of just spirituality and certainly like doing the clearings. Like last night, we went into the galactic medicine wheel, and you know, I won't go into detail about that, but there are, you know, nodes within that galactic medicine wheel that are representative of these different star nations, and that is where there's this vortex that is intentionally set here on the land that gives you a connection to that particular star family. So, you know, it was cool last night. We went out there, we took a group out, some of the campers, some of the workshoppers, and we did have a workshop crash. But it was totally awesome. It was the best. But we went out there, we set sacred space, we did a clearing, and then we had one of our other workshoppers that was there do an awesome protocol, you know, calling out to the higher dimensional beings, and you know, and then we had Jojo the crystal wizard out here, part of the facilitators, and he brought out some of his high powered crystals. Yeah. Anyway, the result was we definitely got confirmation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it was, you know, I had earlier that day asked some kind of specific requests with the Orion Council of Light and that particular group that I sat with and just meditated. And I'm like, yeah, you know, hey, blink, give me some flashers and a blinker. Just to give, you know, show me that you're here, and I, you know, I would love that, and definitely we got that and more, you know. Yeah, nice. it was really fascinating. We had one giant power up out there that I think was the big takeaway.
Yeah, I saw there's a couple women that were here, and they left. They can only spend one night, and I told them, I said, between 2 and 5 is when things come really low and it gets really crazy. And so I see them the next morning, and they stayed up from 2 to 5 and went out there, and they said, oh my God, they go, you were right. They saw massive power-ups. The whole sky lit up a couple times, and really low shifts. But when they're walking back to their camper, they hear this whoop, whoop, like this. That's Bigfoot. Was talking to them, and they thought I was running around in a Bigfoot outfit. Yeah. They go, that's probably James running around in a Bigfoot outfit. And I said, yeah, I don't stay up that late, you know. But it's kind of funny. It's always good to be discerning.
Wait, know? In but, your wardrobe, you don't have like outfits with like, you know, no. Yeti and Bigfoot? Like,
I do have an alien. I have a fake alien that they're doing a movie set, and this guy brought over and dropped it off. And so it's one of the grays, which we don't see here. We get rid of them right away, but it ends up in people's beds and
interesting.
In their chair when they go back to sit down and things. It's pretty funny watching the reaction.
The prankster, yeah.
It's a farting alien.
Oh, we would get along great. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. Anyway, yeah, we have a lot of fun here. It's so important to have fun, keep your humor, and that energy creates contact. So it's that love and joy and bliss and pure intent. That's what creates the contact. And the more people are laughing and having a good time, the more the ships come in, the closer they get.
Right. I think one of the, you know, initially, just in the beginning of the workshop, I think, you know, Thursday, kind of for the early birds, that was something that, you know, I made an important point of like, hey, you know, let's have fun, let's smile, and let's laugh a lot, you know. Laughter is great. That's what opens up the crown chakra. Exactly, yeah. And you know, and then we're just in alignment. So, and one of our workshoppers, she keeps on emphasizing that, you know, every day she's just laughing and always having fun. And I have to say, like, she drove out here from Tennessee, like, wow. So you have people that show up here who are totally committed, who are totally just like rock stars, and I just fall in love with everyone here, you know. Yeah. Because just their hearts, they're just amazing people, and it's amazing to have a weekend, not only where you get to be with people and share that camaraderie and that love and that that passion for these things that we're so interested in.
Nice.
And looking up in the skies and getting confirmation, and just having that solidarity with everyone. So I just want to personally thank for everyone, D, that came out from Tennessee that drove all the way here and says laugh every day, and many other people that came a long way too. We had many people come from North Carolina and just all over the place. We had some returnees, what I'm saying? So Karen, what up? And she likes to have fun. She gets around. That's our inside joke. Yeah, we're family, and we have an instant bond. And I think that's what's so unique is, we just connect, and we have this, this seeking the truth, and here we get to be together, and show up for ourselves. And that's part of the work, is showing up and going within and, just doing these healings, doing these clearings, doing these different methods that are raising our consciousness, elevating our vibration, in which is getting us to a great, a really good place in ourselves to be ready for any type of interaction or encounter that we may have.
I know you've got some people lined up to talk about their experiences. Yeah. We've got Mark over here in the wings. Maybe bring Clark up and
let's go, Clark. Next thank
on the
you.
So we're gonna. What I wanted to do was I forgot to announce that during the middle of the show, so many people have been asking us to do the world and personal healing meditations and the clearings and everything else. And so we did the clearing. We already created the sacred space here. We cleared out any unseen negative influences. And then we're going to go on in mid-show and we're going to do the world and personal healing meditation. It's kind of like the line gate's still open, so we use a lot of that energy. But welcome back on the show.
Thanks, James. I love being here. Yeah, we've had a blast. It's been a great, great weekend. Some of my takeaways is just getting on the land and just feeling the love from the staff to Myra and Kathy, everything they do for us, and just making us feel so welcome. The food's amazing. It's all made with love. And that's one of the things we talked a lot about in our workshop was, just the dimensions of our reality and how, when you're in the 3D and you're in the guilt, shame, fear.
Yeah.
And so we've been talking a lot about raising our frequency into the love, and there's just been a lot of love, instant connection with each other. One of the things that we talked about today, or that we realized today, was we really strengthened our relationship and our connection with our star family. But I think there was a minute where we all looked around and said, like,
we are the star family.
Yeah. Like we came to get this connection and with our star family, and we kind of looked at each other like, we're right here sitting in the circle. We did a lot of just gathering together and sitting in circle and just talking and sharing our stories and learning from each other. There's been just so many talented people in the group teaching different movements and just everybody's dropping wisdom, and we come here to learn from each other, and that's really what it's all about. It's amazing place to come. You've created that, James. That's one of the things, years ago when Cameron and I met you with Malia, my daughter, and that was one of the takeaways for me, is that there's just so many egos and so people stroking their egos in the community. And there was just one man, and the presentation just really, knocked our socks off, because it was that connection to the extraterrestrial life is really a spiritual journey. And so that was been a big takeaway for me. I had a lot of fear growing up of this. I remember when I was a kid watching Fire in the Sky, and that thing freaked me out for weeks. And though
that wasn't even true. What really?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. He talked to him. What's his name? I turned to his
name. I don't remember. I stayed away from that movie.
He, that was Hollywood version.
Yep.
But basically the ship powered up, it knocked him back, and his heart stopped, and they picked him back up, and they got him all healed and dropped him off, basically. And he ran up to the ship, and when it powered up, and And that was it. There wasn't body parts and all the other stuff on there. As a matter of fact, the beings were very benevolent, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
yeah, and just coming out to the ranch for many years, I've seen some amazing ships. I think it was last year, the year before, this huge golden ship just came up, and Cameron had just offered this intention, offered this prayer, and literally every time Cameron said power up, this thing just powered up. So it did it like four times. Cameron's got it on footage. It's got it on video. It's an amazing. We've seen some pretty spectacular ships out here. And
yeah, we had some drumming, singing Lakota songs and drumming.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
And oh man, the ships came in, the orbs everywhere, and Clifford, rest his soul, which I don't think his soul will ever rest knowing Clifford.
Oh yeah, Clifford, he loved the smoothies.
it was amazing. He'd do these prayers, and I go, there's two twins up there above us, And he goes, yeah, those are the two brothers. And I go, they got shields. He goes, yeah, they have flying shields. And I go, all right, makes sense. They do work.
Yeah, and having that, setting the intention, having that, connection, clearing yourself, and just being open to receiving instead of like demanding, oh, I need proof to that they're out there. It's, that particular weekend, Cameron started off, I think it was 2 days in a row, we kind of cleared the seats, offered prayers, and we all gathered around in a circle and held hands. And there was just so much activity.
Yeah.
And then the next night, everybody was familiar with each other and comfortable. There was these different groups and stuff, and that didn't happen. And it was like, there was nothing. It was like a dud,
Yeah.
And so.
And there's no fear. What I love about it, everybody's having a good time. There's no fear. And that's what brings them in.
Yep.
So they come closer and closer. The more you lose the fear, the closer they come.
Yeah.
And pretty soon you'll have contact, but it is a spiritual journey, and you've got to release the past and heal any wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences. And that raises your frequency, and contact comes with enlightenment. It's part of your healing process. And,
yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know why others aren't teaching that, but they're unfortunately waiting for the military and the politicians to tell us it's okay to believe in UFOs.
Yeah,
which is a dead end, and it always has been.
Absolutely.
You had some guests, or did you have some people that might want to come?
I'd ask and see. I don't think he might be a little bit shy on coming up on camera, but if there's anybody like to come up,
anybody had great experiences? We've got a little time. We've got enough for two or three people that saw some. Oh, there you go. Come on up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been a long time.
Yeah, have a seat.
So,
practice scooting in a little so I can keep you on the air. Anyway, if you want to just give your name and.
My name's Chris Mansky. I'm one of the ones from North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't do a North Carolina joke.
Well, no, I'm you got to have a sense of humor.
Oh, yeah. So you've seen quite a few things. How's your experience going here so far?
Oh, it's just incredible. It's more than what I could have asked for. I tried not to come with a lot of expectations.
Yeah.
But, there's always that little bit of hesitation and fear about, I shouldn't say fear, but just apprehension about what can I expect out there. Because I don't want to have too many expectations, because you just got to take what comes.
So. And there's a lot of crazy stuff going out there. It's good to, our stuff's real. I mean, the cameras don't lie, the videos don't lie, the photographs. I mean, they don't have a brain or a belief system. So you can't argue with that. But there's just so much stuff out there. I don't want to say a lot of posers, but.
We listen to everybody.
Yeah.
But when we came across you, this guy's, he's legit. This is you've created here is amazing. It's such a sacred space. It's we were talking today, and I said to Rhonda and I think Cameron, and it's just like, this is like a monastery.
Yeah.
But it's the right kind of monastery.
Yeah. If you study with the llamas, they have a wicked sense of humor. They're totally PC incorrect. And they have no judgment of anything, so they can talk about anything and joke around. And then they punch or push your buttons. And everybody's just, they just laugh at everything. And that's where we need to get
to. Well,
that's
how I feel. I mean, there's so much love and so much joy.
Yeah.
And you've been incredible. I came here to try to get more connected to my Star family. I felt like they were trying to connect with me. And boy, did that happen in a big way.
Yeah, good.
It really did. And
so
a lot of activity. Activity both nights have been incredible. Yeah. So like the flashing, the power-ups, a lot of ships coming in. The mountain was incredible last night. And there was one, I don't know if you caught it on camera, but there was one that came through that was almost like a fluorescent red and purple, and so and had a trail coming through it.
Yeah, I didn't get that. Through.
No, it was
hopefully
that was,
somebody got it.
I don't know, but that was amazing. Yeah. It was just really, really amazing.
I was working so hard yesterday, I just couldn't get over here for this watch. I was laying there going, I'm not going to make it. I was digging holes all day trying to fix leaks at another place. But
And but we're going to plan on staying up until 2 to 5.
Yeah, and I'll be out here tonight. Yeah, I'll have all the cameras and all the gear out there.
Because so. I want to be able to see a little bit more and get a more closer look. I've asked I connected with the Orion.
Oh, yeah, Orion Council of Life.
So and the Arcturians. But I'm asking them to show me something tonight.
Yeah. That's got to be busy. I mean, they're really doing all they can with the chemtrails trying to close out.
I know, I saw that. Yeah.
But they'll, what they do is the ships come in and they just open everything right back up again, clear out the sky. So when you're out there, we can just meditate on clearing the skies and you'll see everything just clear out. But
But I would recommend anybody who's out there, please. If you're thinking about coming, you need to come.
Awesome. Well, thanks. Thanks for coming on the show. We can probably get one more quick guest in before we start the meditation. I forgot to mention, too, that I know a lot of people, I tuned in for a world and personal healing meditation. It only takes about 30 minutes. So to do this meditation, and then if we have more time, we'll kind of pass the mic around to anybody who wants to talk about their experience. But it's like everybody's shy. Oh yeah, we've got I was going to do that at the end, but yeah, we also have another workshop coming up. The it's yoga and QHHT healing August 31st through September 4th, and with Marie Thorne Thompson and Matt Smith. So check out the website. It'll be on the feed here too on the show. So the information. Do you want to come up? Yeah. Welcome, Don.
Hi.
Don's a regular here. He's our chief electrical engineer and a few other things.
Hey, it was a great weekend to come up and do some work for the lovely support staff up here and make sure that Kathy gets exactly what she wants. So, but how about Cameron? That guy is amazing. You know, there were some kids over at a bridge. It was really hot here today, and there's a great river with ice cold water, and it's just refreshing and invigorating. And I told him, I said, hey, you know, my friend Cameron, he jumps off of that bridge, and he doesn't have two legs and an arm. So you guys. So Cameron one-ups me there, right? He goes over and does a forward flip off of the bridge and then a back flip off of the bridge. How about that? I mean,
kind of smashed my nuts.
It's been known to happen.
Yeah, a lot of people have done full on belly flops up.
Belly flop, yeah, yeah. I've been in the belly flop. Yeah, you land at a wrong angle, it can be troublesome. But one of the things that I want to echo and bring up is that in the UFO industry, spirituality isn't allowed because it doesn't, they don't think it sells, they don't think it promotes their narrative. And there's obviously a group that doesn't see the power in it. Those of us that have led spiritual lives first, and then, you know, through our spirituality have encountered UFOs. I like to think of myself in that way. I think a spiritual practice and connection with these alien races is definitely possible. It definitely happens. I know Valerie and I can attest to that.
Yeah, it's not up to them to come down and prove they exist. It's up to us to rise to the occasion. You know,
everyday people. I mean, that's that. You beautiful people out there, everyday people know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know, you weren't handpicked from Harvard or MIT.
They avoid those.
You know, close encounters of the third guy didn't pick the military types or the science types. They picked heart.
Yeah.
And they can't be lost on people that how important heart really is. And I like what you said about getting rid of fear, because I mean, what is fear? I mean, where does it come from? We're having a hallucination about something that isn't real. It isn't happening. Yeah. It's not in the here and now. And I've had fear here. I'll be the first to admit it, that I've had fear and I've gone, where did that come from? Where did that tape first start playing in my head and getting rid of it?
Yeah.
And when I got rid of it, I saw things. I saw big things.
Awesome.
And
I love the guy that was here. What was his name? Hugo.
Yeah.
Hugo and
Hugo.
Yeah, he worked for, we won't say who, but major, he's in the aerospace industry. But he was sitting here out here and we're watching the ships go over and he's pretty excited about it. And then he's kind of going, you know, when one of them turns, I'll and this right when he says that, this one goes, takes a right angle turn or goes off, and it came in from the south and ended up in the east. And he goes, satellites don't turn, you know. And there's only 1 to 4 visible satellites in the sky over Trout Lake every night, and the rest are, there's a lot of satellites. And then, but people don't realize when the sun is going behind the earth, most of them are in earth's shadow, and so they only reflect sunlight, and so they're not self-illuminated. So all those things you're seeing up there that are being dismissed as satellites usually aren't.
And the thing about Hugo, he's been repressed his whole life. He had an experience of something and he didn't want to talk about because he's got a top secret clearance and he deals with, you know, we won't talk about Hugo's work. And but the interesting thing is that, you know, candidly off topic, he's seen things that, I've seen similar things. When you work in the aerospace industry, you see things, because sometimes, you know, they got to throw a tarp over something.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, we talked about it before. And Hugo had a great story to tell.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming up,
Don. Thanks a lot.
I think we're going to go ahead and start the meditation. What I'm going to do is I'm going to set this up for later. I'm just going to set this down for later. And I wonder, I could probably turn this camera around. Don't worry, it's dark. Nobody will recognize you. You won't have a knock on your door.
Made in black.
Let's see how this works. Well, that's kind of good. All right. This is a first. We're actually filming one of these meditations. So what I want you to do is, what we're going to do is create some sacred space. I'll do a quick clearing. And then we're going to do this meditation. It's a world and personal healing meditation where you're going to go through all the different levels of yourself, your multidimensional self, and clear them. And then after we do that, you can go up to the Godhead or as high as you can get, hook up with your higher dimensional self. Could be your God self, your cosmic self, depends on how high you get up. And then we're going to send energy back from there, back to the earth to help the earth heal. And amazing things. Every time we do one of these major healings, also we'll see these big breakthroughs and changes happen on the planet. And so it's good to share this. Get gatherings, do your own, you know, oral and personal healing meditations. Don't worry, you can't screw it up. You know, if you're working with the higher beings, they don't judge, you know, so your intention is 9/10 of the law. And but just create sacred space before you do it. Make sure you clear any unseen negative influences. And that prayer is, it's free on the website. It's in all the backs of all of my books, and it's all explained on how to do it. And so we're just going to start out by, everybody can just kind of relax. Get your feet on the ground. And just take a few deep breaths. And on the inhale, just breathe in love and joy and bliss. And on the exhale, just let out any of the problems of the day. Anybody you need to let go, any family members. I'm just going to release them and let them go. Just settle in. And then just do your best to focus on love and joy and bliss, or find that space in within you that, you know, you can, wherever that is for you, you know, if it's a pond, if it's a, you know, a river, or somewhere you were as a kid that you had a good time. It's funny because if you can go back to a place where you're really happy and really enjoy, that really helps this process. So again, so take another deep breath and let it out. We're going to visualize a beautiful, just a very large cylinder, a crystalline light around the group. See it expand out behind you. Just have it about 5 or 10 feet behind you. See it going all the way up into the Godhead, whatever that means to you. And nothing can enter this tube. It's a safe space to move up the vibrational continuum. And visualize a beautiful golden ball in the center of the room. And see it spinning, expanding out, moving through you. See it moving through your left, going out your right. Spinning faster and faster. See spokes coming right into your heart chakra from this beautiful golden light. We're going to call upon all the beautiful many, all the masters, saints, and sages, the spiritually and technologically advanced all-worlders, our ancestors, join us, assist us in this healing, our star families, bring in the Andromedans, the Arcturians, Pleiadians, the Orion Council of Light. All the beautiful many. Just see this energy spinning faster and faster. And see it moving through your physical body. and see it lighting up every atom, every cell, every organ, every bone, every tissue. Just clearing out any pockets of energy, any energies that stuck. See it spinning faster and faster. You can bring in some green light, some violet light, whatever light you feel comfortable with. There's a lot of pink and pinkish red energy. The House of Mary's here assisting us. Again, see this spinning faster and faster through your physical body. See it moving up into your mental body, clearing out any old thought forms, learning mental concepts. Any concepts, ideas that no longer serve you. See it clearing out all social engineering. Can't see it moving up faster and faster, spinning faster, going through your emotional body. Clearing out any unwanted emotions, any sadness, any sorrow, any loss or grief. Releasing the past. And again, go back and see this energy spinning, swirling, moving up into your astral body. And this is where all of any old past life traumas are held, unfinished business. See, clearing out all psychic bonds, thought forms, like mental concepts, any unfinished business. Well, the masters are here to pick up those aspects of ourselves, make them whole. See, and it's spinning faster and faster. And now you're connecting with your etheric body, your blue body. It's your whole and healthy, perfect self. It's the divine blueprint. And this is going to reprogram all the way down to your DNA. Now we're moving into the Christ consciousness, the Buddha consciousness. It's a union between creator and man and woman. While you're there, you can ask your own Christ self or your accepted version of Christ, Yeshua, Buddha, Kuan Yin, House of Mary. Invite them in and ask them to show you something symbolically, give you a gift. Send some healing your way, some understanding, whatever's necessary. See them standing before you. Some will offer you a gift, some it's very symbolic gifts, some will just send energy. While you're doing these exercises, be sure and be grateful, say thank you. This gratitude keeps the spiral going, moves us up higher. Just keep yourself spinning, see yourself going up higher and higher, spinning faster and faster, moving up into the I am level, the God self level, the cosmic level. Go as high as you can. just trust your heart. You'll be where you need to be. Stay as long as you need to be on any of these levels. Just see this energy spinning, swirling faster and faster, raising your frequency, your vibration. And from the highest level, see yourself sending energy back to the earth. You can send it through your hands, through your third eye, through your heart. Coming from this highest level of self, send energy back down through the vibration continuum. In the earth, moving out in the four directions, spreading out, completely encompassing the earth with the beautiful golden light. Some green healing light. You could send it to any war-torn areas. Anywhere there's conflict. See it just erasing all division, all separation. Cleaning out the poverty. Sadness, sorrow. Just reprogramming it with universal law, universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for all. See the earth just being saturated with this energy, with this higher consciousness and energy. So now give thanks to the highest, the beautiful many on the highest levels. Feel yourself coming back down this crystalline tube, moving down to your cosmic, your God self, your I am, through your Christ consciousness. Looking through your etheric, your astral body, emotional body, your mental body, into your physical body, knowing that this wonderful energy is going to be moving through your physical body, clearing out any blocks or patterns, just as it's clearing out the earth. Yourself going back into your physical body. A few deep breaths, you can move your body around, get back in your bodies. Forgot to mention the Sirians, the lion beings who are helping us out, and the Andromedans, the archangels, everybody, they've been helping us hold the frequency here for quite some time. I know you don't want to come back. You can go back here anytime you want. But we have a little bit of time left. What we like to do now is to go around the circle, and sometimes it's really good to share some of your experiences in this meditation, and it helps validate other people. When you say, I saw this and this, it helps, you know, validation never gets old in this world, because you're totally being invalidated through social consciousness and all the social engineering. So we usually take a mic around if anybody really felt some major energy moving through them. And don't be surprised that if you have an ailment, like a bad wrist or a bad ankle, or we've had people with broken backs just get up and walk out of here with nothing. So We don't take credit for that. We don't take blame if it doesn't happen either. That's between you and creator, whatever happens. So if anybody wants to share anything, go ahead and raise your hand. I know it's hard to get back into this reality. Anybody? Everybody's shy. Oh, there's one. Really hard to come back after that and then try to make sense out of this world. Oh, go ahead.
During the meditation, I was going to seem to be free from things I can't even remember. So I don't remember what seemed to be. And in that moment, I felt a physical, I don't want to say a pain, but it's almost like a huge, rusty, nasty, something just kind of, it actually brought my hand to my heart because it hurt a little bit, and I believe that that was that release that I was asking
for. Nice.
It felt incredible.
Yeah, a lot of times when an NTV is being pulled out of you, you'll feel some pain in the heart and the chest area, and then it's gone. Yeah, that's nice. Thank you. Anybody else? We got 5 minutes left.
Thank you for that. Beautiful. I appreciate the dance.
You're welcome.
What occurred to me, and I have no reference to this, but it feels like these type of meditations actually entrain gold into the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was feeling that, you know, just right after I talked about golden light surrounding the earth, and I thought about how we're extracting all this gold from earth. But this is a process of adding gold.
Yeah.
And a generative approach to whether we're creating cosmic gold or actual physical gold, really isn't relevant. But I felt like, ooh, maybe our ancestors were actually doing these practices, cultivating and generating the gold that we now see in the earth.
Yeah, gold's very powerful. That's a very high frequency. Anybody have see your guides or see some of the beings coming to you? A couple of hands there, got a little bunch of nods, few hands.
Hello. Hi. And for me, that was the fastest I've ever dropped into a meditation. And I saw Jesus, and he was shining so white and so bright, especially from his hands and his feet.
Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah.
And my spirit body was just weeping and laying flat ahead of, you know, my head right at his feet, sweeping and joy and gratefulness and gratitude. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Anybody else over there? Oh, I think there's someone over here.
I just have a lot of affirmation in my crown chakra, so it's going to have to be down.
Yeah.
And they continue for a while. And I'm just feeling a lot of peace.
That's your, like, your seventh chakra is your crown. It feels like you're wearing a beanie.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. You have all that energy up on your crown.
Yeah.
Nice. I think I got room for one more. Anybody else wants to? Or? I guess we'll shift gears, shift cameras. Hopefully this works and doesn't. All right, it's got to be 2% smarter than the camera, and then we're good.
Here you go, Dan. We got that.
Got it. All right. I hope everybody enjoyed that meditation. We just got about 2 minutes left. It's so important right now for all of us to realize that, you know, that God doesn't have an ego. It can't judge. It's beyond that. It's not male. It's not female. It's just pure consciousness and energy. And in my own near-death experiences, I experienced it as just the golden white light of just pure unconditional love and joy and bliss. And so we have to let go of all the other images of God and realize that it's the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. And it sits right here in us. And so when we expand in awareness, we take in all these other dimensions, and that includes our past lives, other beings, spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, ascended masters, angelic beings, all of that, because it all exists within the unified field. And we can either be a body and a personality and believe that's all we are and that's our world, or we can expand in consciousness and find out we're a multidimensional being existing on a vibrational continuum and in more expanded states of awareness. And that's how you really make contact, by raising our frequencies, releasing the past, healing. And when you reach a certain level or a certain frequency, you'll be contacted by the masters and the higher dimensional beings. But you also need to learn how to clear out any unseen negative influences along the way, which a lot of people seem to ignore. But it's very irresponsible not to realize there are other entities would love to jump in. You know, so we always teach people how to do the clearings and how to do the healings and things of that nature. So it looks like we're hitting the end of the hour. Thank you, everybody, for coming to this meditation, assisting in your own healing and the Earth's healing. And on that note, we're signing off. James Gillen with As You Wish, and You Study Stargate. Keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And that's all you need to do to get through these times. Just be kind to each other. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.